Yes, please.
Can we have Senator Russell now?
Please holding. President calling, sir. 1 moment.
Senator Russell.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes?
Senator Russell, 9-1.
Dick.
Yes, sir.
I got a problem. How much are you affected by the Savannah River reactor?
By the what?
By closing down the reactor.
Oh, well, are we affected considerably by it over there, Mr. President? Not as much as South Carolina is, but considerably. Augusta's economy is very largely built on that. Now, of course, you're going to have to close down an awful lot.
They got to close down. They say we got to close down now. 1 at Sanford and 3 at Hanford. And they could close 5 down, but I'm trying to distribute them a little bit.
I just asked that you distribute them equitably, that's all.
They tell me McNamara's figure shows that we are considerably ahead of what he needs, and we got a lot more stuff than we need, and that we could close down 5 at Hanford and 2 or 3 at Savannah.
Well, I think
they suggest that for the time being that we close down 1 at Savannah and 3 at Hanford.
I think that's all right, sir. And we wouldn't complain as long as we get the same treatment. Of course, we're all hoping we'll get into the peaceful use of atomic energy, but I think that's been exaggerated. You're going to have to close them down. We've about reached the saturation point on these bombs.
Well,
We've just got more as many as we need.
McNamara says you've got 4,000 to go, 80 submarines to go after 150 submarines.
Well, of course, those figures are a little bit deceitful, but we have got a vast reservoir of atomic matter, and you can take 5 small ones, make 1 big one, or 1 big one, make 5 small ones pretty quick. We've got the basic material, and that's what they're turning out in these plants, and I realized some time that you had to close down, you had to curtail the activities at some of them. I hope you don't close it down.
No, what we do is just let off about 400 people over a year's time, and they've got to
Well, they'll lose that many by attrition.
They've got 3,000 there now.
They'll lose about that many by attrition in retirement.
They got 6,000 there now, they tell me.
I thought it was nearly 7, but I guess they've been cutting it back some.
And what they've done, you see what they're doing, they're closing 3 up at Hanford, which would be, they close about 1,200 of their 4,000 there.
Yes, sir, I couldn't possibly oppose any objection to that. As a matter of fact, I'd say I thought it was necessary. They came up here, the Governor Sanders and Governor Russell, and had us all over to breakfast about a month ago. And I spoke for the congressional delegation. I told them they just have to set themselves for some cutback because we are reaching saturation point in the accumulation of atomic matter. And as long as it follows some such course as that, it won't cause any repercussions. It won't hurt me and won't hurt Sanders because I've told them it had to come.
Well, I knew you'd be a patriot, and I didn't think I would be if I turned down these recommendations to make some minor readjustments now. I just didn't think I could afford it.
I don't think it'll hurt anything.
Okay, much like what you did yesterday.
I got the damn agriculture bill through for you, and then you got stalled on the other one.
That's right. I can't have the Charlie Havoc. He's gone mad on us over there, and he won't take anything. So John McCormick called up and said they had to see who was speaker, whether he was speaker or Havoc speaker.
Well, I nearly killed myself staying up all last night. I never have felt as bad. I've got misery in my hips, as old folks used to say. I can't hardly move my left leg because with such sleep as I got it on them damn nights.
I know. When you, every time you used to, all the years I've known you, you always feel that way on Saturday. You go out on Friday night.
No, I spent Friday night right over there in the Capitol, standing up and walking around nearly all night. I didn't get an hour and a half sleep. I could have had to get that report through, and I had to handle poor little old Tiki Forrester. They finally located him. That's the damnedest mess I've got mixed up in my life. But then you haven't got time to think about that now. But sometime you want a real good laugh, I'll tell you about it.
Did we catch him?
Oh, it's the funniest thing you ever heard of. He called me about 9:30, and I had been sitting there waiting. I was just a wreck. He said, well, I guess coming in home here, and I heard on the radio that I was a much sought-after man, and what do you want with me? I said, pick where the hell you been. Well, I've been coming home. I said, well, we've had the CIA, the FBI, and every state policeman, local policeman out looking for you. And I said, you've just run past them all. I said, you're the worst than any bank robbers. He said, well, did you know this old car of mine broke down? And said, I had to stay in a little garage right outside of Dublin for about 5 hours while they fixed it. So that might have had something to do with it.
Well, you appreciate it, and I'll be seeing you soon.
I'll be seeing you. And if I don't see you again, have a happy Christmas. Don't take everything too damn seriously. It'll work out all right.
I got to get your budget down. You want the budget down, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
I haven't complained.
That's right, you said the budget.
Yeah, some of them used to call it budget when I first came here.
Okay.
But I even defended the closings. I said you had to close some of them.
Well, that's right. You're my best friend, so take care of me, and I'll see you.
Not at all, but I guess when my nuts fall out, I guess I'll haul out as anybody, but I have recognized had they come to these reductions.
Okay, thank you a lot.
Well, have a good time.
Bye.
Ready?